In Beirut, happiness is seemingly a forbidden fruit. Some are upset to see a city that survived one of the world's largest explosions emerge from the rubble in just a few years and shout out loudly, "I don't die." Omar Koskas writes in Huna Laubnan. Those who keep a keen eye on the news on social media and certain websites have surely witnessed the fervor ignited by Amr Diab's concert, which amazed all those who attended or caught glimpses of it. For a brief moment, one could believe that El Hadaba's fans, as they affectionately call him, bear the blame for all of the political, security and financial woes in Lebanon. During the concert, the white shirts somewhat irked some Lebanese activists and journalists, visibly influenced by the image of the black shirts that Hezbollah seeks to instill in Lebanese culture and among its adherents. They pointed fingers at Amr Diab's passionate fans, assigning them the responsibility for the port explosion, the political and financial collapse and, according to some intellectuals, the presidential and governmental void in the country. It is no longer acceptable to criticize Beirut, the vibrant city, in this manner. Indeed, increasingly vociferous campaigns are waged, not only against the concert attendees and organizers, but also against the municipality and the city that hosted the event. In Beirut, happiness is seemingly a forbidden fruit. The detractors are upset to see a city that survived one of the world's largest explosions emerge from the rubble in just a few years and shout out loudly, "I don't die." In words and deeds, Beirut will not die. It is the city of celebration and joy. Rebellious, it welcomes all who grace its streets. Beirut is the enduring woman who eternally captures the hearts of those who visit her. After Amr Diab's concert, attendees rebelled against their critics, be they elites or activists. "We came to rejoice in the heart of our capital, alongside our star whom we hadn't seen in years," they declared. "What is it that truly disturbs you?" Interestingly, the same people who took to the streets to protest also criticized the atmosphere in restaurants, cafes, and hotels when they are crowded. They also criticize beach resorts, clubs, museums and even music, anything that takes us away from the specter of the black shirts. Ironically, they have donned the black shirts themselves, distributed by the Mamana supporters for years up to this day. Confined to their homes, they have thrown in the towel. Hidden behind their smartphones, they declare, "We will throw stones at anyone who dares to rejoice."